KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of flurries, a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A judge in Pottawatomie County has denied motions from lawyers for 63-year-old Robert A. Reynolds that could have granted him a new trial. The Oakland man was found guilty of first-degree murder late last November in the shooting death of his home. Of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey from Atlantic. The Daily Nonpareil reports that on Tuesday morning, 4th District Court Judge Greg Stensland denied the motions that had been filed on January 15th by Reynolds' defense attorneys that had questioned the admissibility of a voice recording entered into as evidence during Reynolds' trial, questioned statements by Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur at trial, and questioned the jury selection process. Stensland denied all the motions. His sentencing is set for 1:30 today at the Pottawatomie County Courthouse. A Cass County woman convicted last November on numerous charges associated with faking her 5-year-old daughter's cancer received 5 years of probation Tuesday instead of a minimum 2 years probation or a maximum of 21 years in prison. On November 30th, Letha Case Lawson of Atlantic pled guilty to 2 counts of child endangerment, one of administering harmful substances, one of theft, and one of unlawful possession of a prescription drug. Lawson admitted to giving her daughter Riley cannabis oil and Neubogen without a prescription. She also admitted she raised money for her daughter's supposed cancer treatment under false pretenses. On Tuesday, District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski issued the order against Slauson.
Because of the very serious and harmful nature of these offenses, I'm ordering that counts 1 and 2, the 2 child endangerment counts, be served consecutively to each other for a period of 10 years total. Because of your willingness to admit to some extent your fault in this matter, I will order that the other sentences be served concurrently to that 10-year sentence. I'm going to suspend the sentence and place you on probation to the Department of Corrections for 5 years. I've chosen 5 years rather than 2 because I think we need to have a long-term opportunity to watch how you adjust and proceed with your mental health treatment.
The decision came down after nearly an hour of testimony from a mental health professional, Slauson's uncle, and Letha Slauson herself, during which she apologized for her actions but admitted that she still needs work in the area of her mental health to deal with the voices in her head and the shadow figures that she used to see before she was placed on medication.
I think you need to have a criminal record that will alert the public to your behavior so that others can be on guard, so that no other child potentially can be hurt, and no other vulnerable adult potentially could be hurt by your actions.
And as part of her probation agreements, Lawson was ordered to make restitution with a hearing to take place later to determine the means and method for which that is accomplished. There's still a little more than half the $30,000 donated in a special bank account that can be used towards restitution. Slauson will not have to reside at a residential correctional facility. And the judge decided the 90 days the woman had served and progress she's made through her mental health counseling and medications was sufficient. Slauson's attorney, Jay Mez, had asked for a deferred judgment of conviction, meaning the woman would have no criminal record, but the judge disagreed. In the funeral announcements, Elwood Hansen, age 67, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Elwood Hansen will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Clarence Butch Laverne Love, age 70, of Redfield, died Saturday in West Lakes Hospital. Celebration of life services for Clarence Butch Love will be today at 11 o'clock at the Redfield American Legion Hall. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is assisting with the arrangements. Mary Jo Thielen, age 68, of Omaha, died Sunday after a long illness. Funeral services for Mary Jo Thielen will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Boys Town in Omaha. The Heafy Hoffman Dworick and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has arrangements. Mary Ellen Popesole, age 44, of La Vista, Nebraska, and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Popesole will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leonard Roger Heller, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Heller will be on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jimmy Kelgore, age 76, of Atlantic, died January 13th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Jimmy Kelgore will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Merlin Hylison, age 86, of Kirkman, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Merlin Hylison will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Irwin Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Nancy Barnett, age 71, who's formerly of Walnut, died Monday in Oklahoma. Graveside services for Nancy Barnett will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the St. Patrick Cemetery at Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Marjorie Johnson, age 81, of Messina, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Marjorie Johnson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Naomi Akers, age 84, of Anita, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Naomi Akers are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. Patricia Curtis, age 70, of Audubon, died Monday. Her body was donated to science, and a private family celebration of life service for Patricia Curtis will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is assisting the family. Daryl Mendenhall, age 77, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Services for Daryl Mendenhall are pending at Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. Boyd Lewis, age 59, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Services for Boyd Lewis are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Joyce Ray, age 79, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Ohio. Services for Joyce Ray are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Margaret Means, age 93, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Margaret Means are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Louise McLaren, age 95, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Louise McLaren are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.